Hello, students. Welcome back to our English lesson. Today, we are going to learn about a very interesting type of text called recount text. Have you ever told a friend about your holiday? Have you ever written a diary about something fun, sad, or unforgettable? If your answer is yes, actually, you have already used a recount text. So, what is a recount text? A recount text is a text that tells us about past experiences. It is used when we want to share personal stories, write a diary, or talk about history, biography, or autobiography. In simple words, a recount text retells something that already happened. The social function of a recount text is to retell past events. The writer wants to tell the reader what happened, where it happened, and how it happened. Now, let's talk about the generic structure of a recount text. First, we have orientation. In this part, the writer introduces the people involved, the time, and the place of the story. It helps the reader understand the background. Next is events. This part tells what happened in chronological order. The events are arranged from the beginning to the middle and to the end of the story. The last part is reorientation. This part is optional. It contains the writer's personal comment, feeling, or conclusion about the story. After understanding the structure, let's move to the language features. First, a recount text uses the simple past tense because it talks about events in the past. For example, I visited my grandmother. We played football. She went to the market. These sentences show that the actions already happened. Second, a recount text has a point of view. It can be written in the first person, such as, I came to the museum. It can also be written in the third person, such as, Tom visited the place. Third, a recount text uses time expressions to show when the events happened. For example, yesterday, last week, one day, when I was a child, in the morning. These expressions help the reader follow the time of the story. Fourth, a recount text uses connectives or sequence words. Words like first, next, then, after that, and finally are used to show the order of events and make the story clear. Fifth, a recount text uses action verbs. For example, went, played, visited, saw, helped, and walked. These verbs show what the people did. Finally, remember that a recount text focuses on what an individual or a group of people did in the past, and the events are usually told in order. So, students, now you know what a recount text is, its purpose, its structure, and its language features. Now, let's take an example of a recount text about personal experience entitled My Childhood. When I was a child, I lived in a small village near a wide river and beautiful rice fields. My days were simple, but they were full of joy and unforgettable moments. At that time, my friends and I often spent our afternoons playing outside after finishing our homework. We usually gathered near a big mango tree beside the field, and we played traditional games together. Playing outside was our favorite activity because it made us feel free and happy. One day, when the weather was sunny and warm, I met my three best friends near the big mango tree beside the field. We decided to play hide and seek because it was our favorite game. At first, I became the seeker, and my friends ran in different directions to find good hiding places. Then I counted loudly while covering my eyes. When I finished counting, I started looking for them one by one. First, I saw one of my friends hiding behind a pile of dry leaves. I walked slowly and suddenly shouted his name. We all laughed loudly. After that, I found another friend hiding behind a wooden fence. However, I could not find my last friend anywhere. Because I was curious, I walked toward the river. Finally, I saw him sitting quietly behind a large rock near the water. We laughed again and continued playing. After playing for a long time, we felt tired and hungry. Then we sat together under the mango tree and shared the snacks that we brought from home. We talked about school, our dreams, and funny stories. Before sunset, we said goodbye and went home. Looking back, that simple day taught me that happiness does not always come from expensive toys or modern games. It comes from togetherness, friendship, and simple moments. My childhood was not perfect, but it was meaningful and full of warm memories that I will always treasure.
The analysis of the text, My Childhood. A. Generic structure. 1. Orientation. The orientation introduces the background information, including the time, place, and participants in the story. Excerpt. When I was a child, I lived in a small village near a wide river and beautiful rice fields. My days were simple, but they were full of joy and unforgettable moments. At that time, my friends and I often spent our afternoons playing outside after finishing our homework. We usually gathered near a big mango tree beside the field, and we played traditional games together. Function. This part provides general information about the writer's childhood, where they lived, and what they usually did. It helps the reader understand the setting before the main event begins. 2. Series of events. This section tells the events in chronological order. Excerpt. One day, when the weather was sunny and warm, I met my three best friends near the big mango tree beside the field. First, I saw one of my friends hiding behind a pile of dry leaves. After playing for a long time, we felt tired and hungry. Function. This part describes the specific experience of playing hide and seek. The events are presented step by step, from meeting friends, playing the game, finding them one by one, until resting and going home. 3. Reorientation. This section contains the writer's personal comment or reflection on the experience. Excerpt. Looking back, that simple day taught me that happiness does not always come from expensive toys or modern games. Function. This section gives a personal reflection and lesson learned from the experience. It closes the story in a meaningful way. B. Language features. 1. Simple past tense. The text mainly uses the simple past tense because it tells about events that happened in the past. Some examples of simple past verbs in the text are lived, was, were, spent, gathered, played, met, decided, ran, counted, finished, started, looked, saw, walked, shouted, laughed, found, continued, sat, shared, brought, talked, said, went, taught, treasure. These verbs show actions and situations that were completed in the past. Most of them describe what the writer and the other characters did throughout the story. Although the text mostly uses the simple past tense, there are a few present tense forms in the reflection part, such as it comes from togetherness and I will always treasure. These are used to express general truth and future intention. 2. Time expressions. The text uses several time expressions to indicate when the events happened. These expressions establish the time setting and clarify the chronological background of the story. The time expressions found in the text are when I was a child, at that time, one day when the weather was sunny and warm, when I finished counting, after playing for a long time, before sunset. These expressions answer the question, when did it happen? 3. Action verbs. The recount text, My Childhood, uses various action verbs to describe activities and events that happened in the past. The verbs are written in the simple past tense because the text retells past experiences. The action verbs found in the text are lived, spent, gathered, played, met, decided, ran, counted, finished, started, looked, saw, walked, shouted, laughed, found, continued, sat, shared, brought, talked, said, went, taught, treasure. These action verbs help make the events clear and show what the writer and the other characters did throughout the story. 4. Point of view. The recount text, My Childhood, is written in the first-person point of view. The writer tells their own personal experience and directly participates in the events of the story. This can be seen from the use of first-person pronouns, such as I, my, and we. For example, when I was a child, I lived in a small village. I met my three best friends. I became the seeker. These pronouns show that the narrator is the main character who experienced the events personally. The writer does not act as an outside observer, but as someone directly involved in the story. Therefore, the text clearly uses the first-person point of view, which is commonly used in recount texts to retell personal experiences. 5. Sequencing connectives. The text uses several sequencing connectives to show the chronological order of events. Expressions such as, when I was a child, one day when the weather was sunny and warm, at first, then, after that, finally, after playing for a long time, and before sunset, help organize the story from beginning to end. These connectives guide the reader through the progression of time, clearly signaling when events start, continue, and end. As a result, the text flows smoothly and logically. That's all for today's lesson on recount text. I hope you understand it well and can apply it confidently. See you in our next lesson.